Okay, so we are going to begin Simon Kuf Ches tonight, but if you look in the Beis Yosef, Simon Kuf Ches, he says, Kfar Nispar Kol Zeh B'Simon Tzadi Zayin. I already explained all of this in Simon Tzadi Zayin. So, for me, the new, old school, new, old, whatever, tour, so it has everything in it, the full set. I just turned back to Simon Tzadi Zayin, it's not that big a deal. And I realized, wait a second, the Taruvis book people, Taruvis book, only book, so they don't have that. So I've made the copies for you, and Mark didn't bring his anyways, so he's good.
I just turned it on.
So why is this? What is this doing in Simon Tzadi Zayin? So Simon Tzadi Zayin, that was the then with the pot of the milchiks, the milchiks and fleishiks bread. Right, that was that topic there. So while in the context of discussing that, so it brings up the following Gemara, which isn't it doesn't seem like it should be somewhat innocent Gemara, not that innocent, but somewhat innocent. Where he says the following. If you look on the Beis Yosef on the side note, it's not so easy to read. Like you could see here in Simon Tzadi Zayin Sif Gimel, right? So it says Mashkasvar Abeinu V'chein Psak Rashi, right? The first skinny line, the Recha Lav Milsa, right? That Recha is not Milsa. Now remember, we've had the idea of steam before, right? The idea of steam filling up the area, etc. So somehow steam and Recha are different. This is not discussing steam. This is simply discussing the smell. Does the smell have an impact on the things that on either you who would smell from it or the mixture of other things that are in the area. So Rashi says the Recha is Lav Milsa. He, how do we know? Rabbeinu Tam Pasuk the Recha Milsi. Rabbeinu Tam said that it is. So how did Rashi, the grandfather, and Rabbeinu Tam, the grandson, come to such different conclusions? So it tells you, so it sends you to the following Gemara in Maseches Pesachim. So somewhat in Yoni Diyoma, because why is it coming up in Maseches Pesachim? So Maseches Pesachim is all about roasting and how you roast the Korban Pesach, etc. So here it says, seen an Amar Rav, right? Rav stated the following: Basar shchuta shamin shtzalu im basar nevela kachush. That if you have fatty shechted meat that was roasted with basar nevela kachush, with lean nevela meat, basar. Right? That is usser. My taima. I mean, obviously the kasher. Shumin meat is a problem. My taima, right? Mefatme mahadade, because the nevela lean meat will get fattened from the basar v'chal of meat, right? Everything's going to swirl around, and that's going to then impact, right? So Rav holds usser. If to cook, if you have a nasa, by the way, is also bidiyevid. There's a lot of lechachilu bidiyevid stuff in this one. Right? That sounds like it's usser. I mean, it's usser to eat. It's usser yifilu bidiyevid. Right? The Levi Amar, right, so that's Rav's opinion. The Levi Amar, afilu basar shchuta kachush, even if the basar shchuta is the lean one, shetzalu im basar nevela shamein, and that's cooked with the nevela that is fatty, it's all going to be mutter. My taima, recha bialmahi, v'recha lav milsahi. Because it's just recha, it's just the smell, and smell is not actually existent. It doesn't actually... It's not substantive. That's a good word, right? Okay. So the Gemara then continues on. The next Gemara has a discussion. The reason why it's in Pesachim is that what if two people cook a Korban Pesach in the same oven or in the same vicinity as one another, right? So is that a problem? Because are you going to end up eating someone else's part of someone else's Korban Pesach, which you're not entitled to, which you're not set aside for, right? Korban Pesach, you have to have your group and your group only, and if you're not part of that group. So then, yeah. I was just thinking about this article. I sent the article to somebody. He quotes a story. I read an article totally off topic, but on the Korban Pesach topic, that in the groups of the that somebody went to Rav Yaakov, this Dr. Fried who wrote this article. He went to Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, and his wife was the head of the Beis Yaakov in Toronto. And the people were like imposing chumras upon her or whatever. And she was like, she didn't think that she should be having so many chumras. So they went to Rav Yaakov, who was part-time in Toronto, at that time was around in Toronto. They asked him for his advice. So Rav Yaakov told them that by the Korban Pesach, the din is that at least one member of the group isn't allowed to be a ger. One per, you can't have a group entirely of geirim. You have to have one person who is right. So why is that so necessary? So Rav Yaakov said, because the person who is not a geir, so he'll be able to maintain some amount of
Yishuv Das.
Yishuv Hadas, right? Most people are kind of going to be all nervous that the person have the right Das. When he shechted it, is everybody here tahar? Everybody this, everybody that, right? Did you lick every little piece off the bone? Are you sure you didn't break the bone, right? So if you have somebody who's, so you're concerned that Geir might be a little too, so you have somebody who has a little bit of Yishuv Hadas to lay it straight. So if Yaakov told her, he said, you can find it here, the line, the code exactly. I really just sent it to somebody. I can't find it here. So Yaakov told this woman, he says, unfortunately, we live in a generation entirely of Gerim. We're living in a generation entirely of, this is 50, 60 years ago, we live in a generation entirely of Gerim. He said, what you're suggesting is normal, and it's meant for, it's normal, and it's meant for normal Jews. He says, unfortunately, it's not in style today. It's if you try to do that, you're going to go out of business. sorry, I can't help you. He's telling her, like, you're right, but you have to realize what the clientele is. Yeah. Anyways, so that's enough. We'll say on tape. V'shakil v'tari tamuda b'milsa. So the Gemara has a discussion on this, right? Discusses in the context of the Purim Pesach. V'isatu hasam b'gemara tani Rav Kahana. It's also in that Gemara where it says tani Rav Kahana v'reid the Rav Chinen asaba pascha afa im hatzli b'taner asr liochel b'chusach. That's also where the Gemara comments that if you have bread that was cooked in a, or really roasted in a oven, you're not allowed with meat, you're not allowed to eat it with kusak, you're not allowed to eat it with dairy, right? It becomes fleshix. And also, it comments there, hahi binisa di'itvaya bahadi bisra. If you have fish that was roasted with meat, asra rabba mi parzakaya lamechla b'kusach. Right? Rava came along and asked her to eat it in kusach. Right? Now, what is that? Now, that's the Gemara then continues on, I believe, and says, what do you mean you're not allowed to eat it anywhere with meat, right? If it was cooked with meat. That's the Gemara that actually answers meat and fish. It's that Gemara. The Gemara turns around and says, what do you mean? You're not allowed to eat, you shouldn't be allowed to eat the fish at all. The Gemara gives an answer. So I forgot about that. It's the next line, and then you hit a Mishnah. So that's the fish and meat Gemara. So anyways, the Gemara then continues on. I think we might cover that later on. Simon, maybe? Next Simon. Okay. So that's the Gemara in Pesachim. Now the Gemara in Pesachim, what was it? It was Machlokas, Rav, and Levi. Rav held that the kosher meat with the fleshik meat that gets cooked together, Rav held that it's aser, and Levi held that it's mutter. Right. So how do we normally paskin Machlokas, Rav, and Levi? Right. Focus Rav, one of the famous Amorayim, and Levi is the not as famous Amorayim, so we generally would pass them like Rav. Okay?
Usually Yisurim Rav.
What?
Usually Rav and Shmuel even.
Rav. Right, Rav.
In Yisurim, in right. Most, I think Shmuel usually went. So this is an
issue. Yeah. Okay. I forget the rule exactly. But we don't think that right way we would pass him like Rav against Levi. So, however, there's another Gemara, and that Gemara appears in Maseches Avodah Zarah. Where do we go here? Because of Rashi, the Hilchos HaKalevi. So Rashi said the Halach is actually like Levi. But Tosfos Chasvu, no, the Hilchos HaKarav. The Tainos Shtei Hasfaros Halo Heim Mivyaros Yafim Adivi HaRif, right? It's discussed in the Rif and in the Ran, in the Perek Gid Anash, in Mesechus Chulin. U Perek Basra the Avodah Zarah B'divrei Tosfos, the Kasvu HaTosfos Perek Heitz HaTzolon. So there's a Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, there's a Tosfos in Pesachim, where he pa'al divrei Rabbeinu Tam, that he says, uvetanurim hagadolim shalanu nira demutter lafos lecha min oso pashtida. He doesn't actually quote the Gemara of Avodah Zarah here. Okay. He doesn't actually quote the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. So Gemara of Avodah Zarah has the following issue. I'm sorry. I read it and I looked up the Gemara and I didn't realize it's not in the Beis Yosef itself. We're supposed to have Shulchan Aruch Shir in 15 minutes. So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Paskins has the following case. It discusses what about a barrel of wine owned by a non-Jew, you have bottled wine owned by a non-Jew, so that's bad news, right? You're not going to be allowed to drink that. So we raise the question, well, what about smelling it? Are you allowed to smell it? Are you allowed to smell that bottle? So the Gemara there has a machlokas between Abayi and Rava. Abayi says that it's usser. Abayi says you're not allowed to. And Rava says it's mutter. Recha lav milsahi. Rava says it's mutter. Why? Because recha is not milsahi.
Somebody, you walk by a restaurant, somebody's frying bacon. You can't smell it, otherwise you're an over.
Well, bacon isn't usser bahana. This wine is usser bahana. I think.
What if it's
mevushal and they don't eat? We're not talking about
mevushal. What if they, if it's closed and they
don't? We're talking about the person drank wine. They smelled the person's wine. That's the case that the Gemara has.
The point is, you can't control what you smell. You can control what you eat.
Yes,
you really can't control what you smell.
So there is a sugi in the middle of Masechet Pesachim that discusses that. That discusses Gemara and Pesachim, whether, then do I have to avoid that path? I mean, if I know that that's there, so do I have to avoid it? Or do I not have to avoid it? So the Gemara has that discussion, right? The problem here is that when you have Machlokas Rav and Abaye, so who wins Machlokas Rav and Abaye generally? So we almost always, passing like Rava over Abaye. And Rava held in Meseches Avodah Zarah that Recha Lav Milsahi. And yet in this case, Rav is the one who holds Recha Milsahi. Right? And Levi is the one who holds Recha Lav Milsahi. So how do you resolve that? So Rashi says, well, it's the same thing. It's the same words. Recha Milsahi, Recha Lav Milsahi. So Rashi says, well, Rav and Levi is a little bit unclear who we pass in like, but certainly Abayi and Rava, everybody knows we pass in like Rava. So Rava holds in Mesechus of Avodah Zarah, Recha Lav Milsahi. It must be that we would pass in like Levi and Argamar as well, Recha Lav Milsahi. Rashi actually says that explicitly. Sometimes Rashi, Rashi's just commenting on the Gemara, etc. But so every once in a while, Rashi kind of like sticks in about eight lines, like, by the way, let me tell you how we paskin. Right? And here is one of those. He just sticks in. And by the way, you might be wondering about some machlokas in the Avodah Zarah, and this is in etc. Okay, so that's why Rashi here is recorded as saying the Hilchasa Kalevi. Rashi holds a lot. It's like Levi in the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim. And Tosfos says no. Tosfos distinguishes. How does Tosfos distinguish? So there are six possible ways in which to distinguish. There's two in Tosfos, two in the Rif, and two in the Ran. Now, if you look at the back of your page, you can see many of them laid out. That is the back of your page. Tosfos has two answers. Tosfos asks in Maseches Pesachim and Maseches Avodah Zarah, right? How does it work? How could it be that on one hand we're saying in our Gemara that we see Rav holds that Recha is an issue, and over there he holds that it seems to not be an issue? So Tosfos here says, well, the difference is that our case where it is an issue, it's talking about a very small oven. And over there, it's talking about a larger oven. So when it's a very small oven, so then you really have a problem, that's actually going to be Recha going from one to the other. But when it's a larger oven, so then you don't have to worry. That's answer number one of Tosfos. Answer number two of Tosfos is that you can say that the two can, now that's actually listed here. That's this first paragraph here at the top here is talking about the size of the ovens. Tosfos in Avodah Zarah gives a second answer, which I don't see anywhere in this Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef is very lengthy. I can't say I read every word. I didn't see it explicitly quoted here. But he explains that, no, the two cases are actually different. They're different cases. Right? The case of Maseches Pesachim, when it's talking about two meats that are meeting one another, that are things that are going to be joined. So what's that talking about? That's talking about the taste of one to the other. Right, so there what are we wondering? We're wondering if the non-kosher meat is imposing a taste upon the kosher meat, or is non-kosher meat imposing taste upon the bread? Right, so there I have to be concerned that the taste of the meat is being imposed on the thing that I'm going to eat. The taste of the nevela meat is being imposed on what I'm going to eat. Right, so that I have to be concerned about. However, in the case of wine, so I'm not eating anything in the wine. I'm just smelling something. Right, so there you could say, okay, the question is reich milsa, reich alav milsa? Is smelling a problem? Is smelling not a problem? And there I could say it's not a problem, right? Why? It's the taste, yeah, but you're not. It's lav milsi, reich alav milsahi. So the same word, according to Tosfos, is like a 10-line fat Tosfos. I mean, it's about a 30-line Tosfos. It's about 10 lines of it. The same words, as Tosfos says, are discussing totally different things. Right, in the Maseches Pesachim, the question of is reach milsa or reach lav milsa, right? Is smelling meaningful or is it not meaningful? Right, there it's discussing, is it meaningful when it mixes with something else? Right, that's the question. Is it, if it mixes with something else and I'm going to taste it, is that going to be meaningful? The question in Maseches Avodah Zarah is when I smell something, is that like me drinking it? Which is a totally different question. It's a totally different question. So that Tosfos is not quoted here. There are other distinctions that are given as well. Some of the right, some make a distinction between whether it's a problem to Oraisa or whether it's a problem to Rabbanon. The Rif makes a one's lechachila, one's b'diyeved. Right, there's a few other distinctions that are given, all of which kind of make their appearance in the Shulchan Aruch itself, but not in Siman Sadi Zayin, but rather in Siman Kuf Zayin. So let's switch to the Shulchan Aruch now, and you'll see all the other things are quoted there as well. Not Siman Kuf Zayin, sorry, Siman Kuf Ches. Siman Kuf Ches, the Siman of Recha.
Front or the back?
The back.
Right at the beginning of the back?
Yeah, right at the beginning. Right. So there's l'chaber, and then there is a fairly lengthy ramah. One of the all-time ramahs. I mean, one of the real. Let's see. So ein sol and baser kasheri and baser nevela oshel behemut tamei b'tanur echad. Right, so you shouldn't be cooking them in the same oven, even if they're not touching one another. Right, but now, however, that doesn't necessarily indicate which way we pass in, because that's l'chachila. Right, l'chachila don't cook all of them in the same oven. Right, you can see there's a very large bear hagola trying to figure out who says that. Okay, being tzalan, however, if they were roasted, harezem mutter. Right, if you have a kasher and a vela one that were roasted together in the same oven, the lechaber paskins that it is mutter. Right, sounding like Rashi. Right, it sounds like Rashi. However, you could say the other distinctions as well. That one's lechachil, one's b'diavad, right? And one is maybe it was a larger than a small oven, etc. Vafilu haisa sur shemina harbe muteres raza. Even if the usher one is very fatty and the mutter one is not, is very dry. Period. That would still be the same thing. Lechachil usher b'diavad mutter. V'im hatanur gadol shemachzik yud beis esronim. If it's so large that it could actually hold 12 esronim. I forgot to look up what 12 esronim was. But it's large, right? A large oven. Upiv pasuach, and the mouth is open. So another distinction that's thrown out there, right? If the mouth is open such that there's a place for the recha to escape. Mutter litzlosam bo, you'd be allowed to roast it there. Uvachelo yagu zebzeh, as long as they don't touch one another. Right, so if it's very large, there's a place for the stuff to escape, so that would be okay. This sounds like it's l'chachila, right? But it's large. It's a yud beis esronim that's larger than our ovens.
Yisronim would be eser, no?
So what?
Yisronim is a measure of flour usually.
I guess the question is that what's he roasting the stuff that he doesn't? It's l'chachila. What's he roasting this material that he can't really eat?
Well, he's a butcher. He's sharing the oven with the non-Jew. That happened. That happened all the time.
He's a caterer.
He's a caterer. He had to make it. You know, the Jews used to borrow the.
The Latin Mishnah actually gives the shirim in the first. Take a look.
It's large. Let's stick with the idea that it's large. Let's see if it's quickly here. Here's there something. Okay, so that's one thing. V'im echa mihem mechusa bekara. I just skipped the line, didn't I? No, I didn't skip the line. V'im echa mihem mechusa bekara. One of them is covered. O bebetzek, or with like dough, right? V'chiyotz is similar to that. Mutzulitzlosim afilu betanur katan v'fiv sasim. Right, if they are covered, so then it would be okay. That's what the Mechaber says. Now, if you recall, we had this idea in Basra Chalav as well, with the topic of Zeya, right? The idea of covering is okay, to which the Rama kind of put the kabashas on, which he does here as well.
So then, you can't warm up melt some fleishiks in one oven if they're both covered?
If they're both covered, maybe.
Okay.
They're both covered, maybe. He also adds in here that the shach adds in here. Dafka kishah echad mehem shach sifkat and aleph. He says, he points out dafka kishah echad mehem shaming afilu haksherit the azal ahetim upatim leisra. Right, there's only if one of them is shaming, because that's going to create the. The liquid medium to make some kind of connection. However, mitam lesser bereithu v'hadar azul ha'isser v'oser l'hetter. Right, and that's going to cause the things to transfer from one to the other. V'avagav b'chaim malam b'chol dukti ein ha'nesar yachol leilach v'nesar v'makom she'ein ha'isser v'atzmo yachol leilach sham. Even though in theory the isser itself can't travel there, here it would be able to because the reicha could accept from one and bring it to the other. Okay, that's the beginning. I want to take a look at the end.
Look under Solus.
Do you have an accounting for us?
Solus.
On the left side. Solus Shemin Ulavona. That. What do you want? Oh, that's left. The right of the left. All right, the flour must be of wheat. The minimum amount of flour of any meal offering is one isaron, or one tenth an epha, which is equivalent volume to 43.2 eggs. Biggish.
Flour ovens might be that big, depending on how you measure the eggs.
Is that tomorrow morning's eating?
So you think our ovens are 12 times 43.
I don't know how big an egg is.
86 to 180. Estimates vary from 86 to 172 fluid ounces. And that's one isaron. Right? So we need 12 of them.
Oh, 12 isaron. Yeah, you're right. So that's way more.
Okay. Where was I just listening? Oh, I was listening to a shiur yesterday where the person made the point. This is a doctor, I forget his name. They made the point that why is it that he's talking about how halacha really should be easy in the Shabbos Gaon Rosh. I mean, it should be, not that it's easy, but it's natural. It should be something that we don't have to be all stressed out about. So he says that's why Chazal made it, so that our sizes are tefach and amma. Those kinds of things, right? Because you have them around, right? You always have your arm around in order to measure it out. Now, of course, that's made it more stressful today because I had to know your arm is long enough, right? What kind of shear is it? Right? It's made it in ways made it worse. But in theory, it's supposed to be making it simpler. It's supposed to be making it.
Well, what could the Torah have given? It has to give something natural. They didn't have the metrics.
Okay, the size of I don't know. You're right. Okay, what could it have given? It could have shown it to Moshe. Just as there was a burning half shekel, he could show him a burning. Yeah.
Well, they had measures in the temple. They had measures.
I mean, Noah has the shaila. It's a state in the Bill Cosby Noah.
Yeah.
What's a cubit?
What's a cubit? Yeah.
Right. But the problem is nowadays there's no way of connecting to that.
So, you have to dust off the record player. I only found it. I found it by accident because I found a record in my parents' collection and I just like put it on and I was like, wow, that's hilarious. Now you can just watch it on YouTube.
Filter Nafs being played on Torah Piss Audio sometimes.
All right. So, the Shach comment towards the end now. However, he says, I don't know how we're going to find it. Taima dimitami hadadi mashvil hedya to bishneihem kechushim. So about two fat lines before the end of Shach Aleph.
That was Shach itself. Oh, sorry, I thought you were Shach Aleph.
Yeah. two fat lines for the end of Shach Aleph, he says, he says this whole concern is the Mishnehem Kachushim, when the both of them are but if they are, if both, but it's mashma lehedya the vishneim kahushim, that if they're both dry, right? I mean, the Gemara's example was only if one is moist and the other one is dry. But if they're both dry, afilu l'Rav Shari, even Rav would have agreed. Who's Rav? Rav in the Gemara, Rav, right? Rav would have mastered that. Right? Gam b'isvahetzer klal lametes din chaf dalit kasav the chala shalanu. So the isvahetzer adds in that this is a nafkamina by our chala. What does it mean by our chala? Our chala living in chutzlar. Right, chal, which is only durabanan, shehimin durabanan. Mutu l'chachila lafus im hapas. You can actually cook it at the same time as the bread. Right now, I don't think that's our practice. I went to Hilchos Challah with the sixth grade girls recently, and their recommendation is that you take, what do you do when you separate challah? I had to somehow unbrainwash someone? Deprogram them to stop thinking challah is only the things that you eat on Friday night. I told them that this Friday night, when you go home and your mother asks you to bring the challah in, tell them, I'm sorry, the challah we're not allowed to eat. Well, I'm going to bring in the two braided loaves. Right? That's braided loaves and challah are now different things.
Because it's Durabanan, we're allowed to do it. That's what he's saying.
So he says, because it's only Durabanan, so we'll be making a life at the same time. The recommendation is that what do we do? Generally, we don't really do it anymore. That way, we put it on our burner and just let it burn that way, and then we put in some soap and put it away. But the recommendation is you put it in your oven and let it burn first. So we found that just took forever, especially with our 1976 oven. So you put it in, but even that's a problem. What are you doing? You wouldn't take a treif piece of meat to put it in your oven. Why are you taking challah and putting it in your oven? Right, so the answer, well, it's kachlish. So that's your first way out of it. It's kachlish. And then the other thing is that you could say, you know, you have das when you separate it, that some of it is still going to evaporate. Yeah, whatever, you know, something like that. But here you're saying beferish that if they're both dry, you're allowed to put them both in the same oven at the same time.
My wife uses a bread machine, so she never makes enough.
Never makes enough, right? That's the way it worked for us the first year we got married, and then we moved to Phoenix, and we realized we're gonna probably bread machine ain't gonna cut it anymore. Okay, so the Ramah passes. The Ramah adds in as follows: Right, by milk and meat, the same thing would be the same way, right? If you're not allowed to do it at the same time, but if they were in at the same time, so then it would be mutul b'di'evit. But noagim lahachmir lachatila b'filu b'tanur gadol. That we're even machmir with a very large tanur, b'di'evit lahachil afilu b'tanur katham. And we'll b'di'evit, we make even a small oven. So therefore, our practice is never to cook them at the same time. I didn't see here that he says anything about the covering, but in other places he comments that you can't trust coverings. That's why we double wrap everything. Why do you need to double wrap everything? Right? See, double wrap, because there are Ramah's machmer and all the coverings. So you can't trust coverings, so we double wrap. So the im afa pas im basar asr la'achlo im chalav. And he says also, if you bake bread with meat, so you wouldn't be allowed to eat it with milk. Assuming you have other bread, right? So that's also his b'di'evit thing, meaning what happens b'di'evit, you cook milk and meat together. So b'di'evit, you can have the milk and you can have the meat, right? What if you cook bread with meat, right? So what's b'di'evit? B'di'evit is I now have this bread. So I say, oh well, b'di'evit, I can now have it with milk now. Or you say, no. B'di'evit, you can eat it. B'di'evit will still allow you to eat it, but l'chatchila, you still have a l'chatchila to go. You still have a way to accomplish a l'chatchila, so don't eat it with milk. So too with a non-Jew. They bake bread by hay. If there's a, if you see vav, the shach vav.
Cook test time. Are you in the right page?
No.
Right here. Cook test time.
Yeah,
he's in the Ramah.
Right around there. Yeah. Yeah. You see a shaft above? Yeah. Right. If a non-Jew cooks his bread with this, so she's not allowed to buy that bread. Assuming there's other bread. That's all called l'chadchila. You don't have any other way of getting bread. Berevach. Cheap. Mutter b'shnehem. You'd be allowed to eat it. You'd even be allowed to buy bread that was cooked. Imagine the kashrus agencies allowing that today. Right? You'd even be allowed to buy bread that was cooked in the same oven as non-kosher bread. Or non-kosher meat. Imagine, right? If there's no other bread around. See, in l'pasach b'revach mutter b'shnehem. Dezeb mikri linyan zed d'yevet. That's called b'dyevet. See, yesh over the in matirim reicha afilu b'dyevet. However, some are machmer. They don't matir this reicha even b'dyevet. Eliyim kein hatar pasuach ksas. Unless there's a small opening, min hatzad. So now, another big question is, okay, so all of our ovens do have a hole in them, right? They're called a vent. Right? So does the vent qualify as that hole? So that's a long question. The Yevon would probably say to the Makel. So, Olamalav Makum Sha'ashan Yotze, or a different place above, you mean a chimney where the smoke's going to go. Uvamakum Hefzid Ein Lahachmer B'Yevon. If you're going to lose, so you don't have to be Makum B'Yevon. Afilu Sosum Lagamri, even if it is totally sealed. Wow. Ima Isser Davar Charif, if the Isser is something, is a Davar Charif, a Chol Shekein, Ima Heter Davar Charif, Recha Milsa, so then Recha is Milsa, Afil B'Dievet Aser, Im Shnehem Megulim. Then it would be Aser B'Dievet if they're both uncovered, Avalim Echem Mehem Mechusav, one is covered, Afil B'Betzek Ba'alma Mutter, even if by a small piece of dough, it would then be Mutter.
Why do we... It's not clear to me why he says it's certainly the case. You would think it would be more important if the Issa was a Davar Charif, that would be on the Het. But if the Het is a Davar Charif,
then it will snatch.
So the snatching is more like.
Right. The Issa Davar Charif, the Chol Shekein, the Het is a Davar Charif. So what does the Gra do with that? The Gra Yud Gimel. Ayin Sim Kuf Chaf Beis Yishom Dibri Dayim Val Chol Shekein Dim Kein Lam Dibri Yisir Hatter Blablabla Val Yim Adar Tavuim Mehadav. Okay. Yeah.
It's a little strange.
Yes, so here. Okay, got it. Yeah. I don't know. Continues on. Vim Afu Otsalu Yisir Hatter Tachas Machavas Achas. If you baked or roasted an iser and a heter under one machavas, under one covering, right? Megulin, not covering, machavas would be
a pan,
right? Under one pan, achas megulin, aser. Uncovered would be aser, afilu bidi eved. What's that? Yimafu utsalu iser veheter tachas machavas achas megulin.
Maybe it means in one uncovered pan, although tachas is strange.
Yeah. Tachas machavas achas megulin. They're uncovered. They're in the same pan. Afilu b'dieved. That would be probably b'dieved. Okay. What do you afu b'chai gavna pas imbasa? So if you would cook bread with meat like this, asal achul l'chav, you would be allowed to eat it with milchik. Aval b'ze achar ze ein lachish. So one after another wouldn't be a problem. Yeah. Okay. I'm not sure what that case is. Elim kain hazeh hamachavas mishnehem da'az aser. Afilu b'ze achar ze im hayu shnehem megulin da'havi kisu ishel kedera. Right. If it gets cool, it sounds like it's some kind of covering that actually is going to contain the taste of both. The Elisim and Sadi Gimel. So Yeshem the Chomakum Damrin and Recha Milsa Oser B'Dieved Haynu Dafka the Leika Shishim in a Heter. Okay, this whole thing of Recha is only when you don't, when, you know, it would still be nullified. Negative Iser about B'Dieika Shishim in a Heter, when the Heter would nullify it. Afilu B'Chol Mashiv B'Tanur Mevatlo HaIser. Right, even all those that is in the Tanur, so the Iser would be Mevatel. Otzur Chefsed Yesh Lino Kain. We could rely on that in difficult situation. Yeshem the Iser HaOser B'Mashihu. So Pesach, what if it's an Isser B'mashahu? We say Reicha Lav Milsa, but what about if it's something that we're going to be extra machmer, like Pesach? Chametz Pesach, Reicha Milsa. So we're going to paskin it is Reicha Milsa for Oser Afilu B'dieved. Then we are going to be more machmer, Imatan or Katan, who Sasum Ve Isser Ve Heter Megulin Tocha Tanur. Let's say you have the Isser and the Heter that are both in the same Tanur.
Uncovered,
yes. Yeah. So then we'll be machmer on that, okay, by Pesach. Some say you don't have to distinguish. You can even make it like that. So lishvos beis kaderos ve'echamehen shel iser al hakira o litzlos iser etzel heter. What about roasting things nearby one another? So you'll learn that in Simen Kuf Yud Ches later on. Okay, so with this area, now this is not the issue of Zaya. I mean, Zaya is, when we talk about the issues, kashrus issues of ovens, we're not usually referring to Recha, we're usually referring to Zaya. Right? So this is referring to smells. Now, the problem is Recha, which you learned about in Simon, what, Kuf Hey or so, Tzadi Hey, I mean, is that there's a fear that there's actually liquid kind of filling up the entire space. So that the Ramah is ignoring here, right? The Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah is ignoring that. So our chumras about ovens are not about this, but rather about that. This is where it's all kafish, where it's all dry, which it explicitly says is okay. So, in a way, this simon sounds like it's going to be very practical. On the other hand, lemaisa today, it actually gets kind of washed away because in favor of simon tzadihei, which we are usually more concerned about.
So this 1 to 60 that it's talking about would mean 60 times the vapor,
yeah, it sounds like if
not the, 60 times the volume of the...
Well, it sounds like the only way you would measure it is by the volume of the food that's in there.
So we'll have to be 60 times as much food, heter food, as you said.
Right.
So that would work for normal circumstances.
Right.